Okay. Excuse me. Next case, please.
We can go back and see if anybody is here for case 11910. It was for Reverend Marcelin Leslie for a special use exception for a manufactured home type structure for a classroom.
Again, the last call for case number 11910. I guess, gentlemen.
Mr. Chairman, I know that Mr. Roberts has to go. bet that someone would come in later this evening. I mean, there could be. Put it to the end.
But he's not going to be here, though. What do we do?
It's up to you. I'll stay if that's your desire.
Well, I mean, I think we could probably do at that point if someone does, rather than just deny it.
Right. If nobody shows up, then
we wait to see if someone shows up. If they do, then we can make a motion to
leave it open, right?
to allow it at a later date.
And certainly, what I will do is
we'll do that.
And if you decide to go forward to the hearing, that's probably appropriate if you want to do that, and then you can confer with me, you know, after the fact. On that, if they do happen to come in, and it just in, as part of your consideration, just want to make sure.
Excuse me. What happens? What happens if we don't do that? What happens then?
What do you
mean? In other words, they have to go through the whole thing again. Okay, they have to pay the $400.
No. It would just be deferred, and then there would just be, tabled to the next meeting. We have another hearing, whatever. I mean,
leave it open.
If no one shows up, then we deny it.
Yeah, if nobody shows up.
If nobody shows up, we're going to deny it. It's just if somebody comes.
Or certainly, if you feel like, that you can go forward without. I'll stay if you want. If you feel like you can go forward without.
That's what I'm asking.
Well, we can go forward, and if they don't show up, we just deny for for the applicant to show up.
If they do, we feel we can go forward. If we have questions, we just refer them to you later.
Yep.
We do that.
Yeah.
We'll put it to the end right now.
Yeah. No, that sounds good. Okay. Whatever you all want to do.
Yep. We'll take and move it to the end so we can. Okay.
Thank you.
You would need a motion for that, or?
Yeah, we'll need a motion for that, please.
So move.
Second.
Excuse me. All right. I got a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. Hudson, that we move case number 11910 to the end of the hearing for this evening. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion so carries. We'll move that to the end. Now, next case, please.
All right, the next application is 11904. David and Heather Goodrich seek variances from the front yard and side yard setbacks. Sections 115-82B and 115-182D of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located on the south side of Delaware Avenue, approximately 153 feet east of Coastal Highway Route 1, Fenwick Island. The 911 address is not available. The zoning district is C1. The tax map is District 134, Map 23.20, Parcel 137. Specifically, they're requesting a 13.8-foot front variance for the front, a 3.2-foot variance for the side, and a 2-foot variance for the side. We received no letters in support, no letters in opposition, 9 mail returns, and we did receive 1 letter in support. And that letter is that we, Freddie and Mitchell, parents of Heather Goodrich, approve all variances that they're seeking. The property is cited by their Heather's sister, Megan, and fronted by them on the north side on Delaware Avenue, and the property has been owned by the family for about 50 years. They would establish their family residence, a single-family home on the family property, and continue the family legacy of living and being full-time residents of Fenwick Island. And again, that was Freddie and Betsy Mitchell. Thank you.
Good evening, members of the board. Tim Willard, you ready for me?
Yes, sir.
Tim, there was a little pause there.
I had a drink of water. I had water in my mouth.
There you go. Tim Willard with Fuque Willard Stevens and Shaw. I got to get that right. I'm here tonight representing Heather and Kent Goodrich. This is Heather and Kent Goodrich, and you've just heard from their mother, who wrote a letter. It's always good to have your mother support what you're doing. In fact, just a little bit about the Goodriches. Her mother was Betsy Mitchell, and the Mitchells owned at least half that block. And the reason is because Betsy's Mitchell's mother was a Rickards. And they had the motel there, which is the Rick Marr Motel, and a lot of businesses all around there. The two sisters ultimately have divided up this portion of the property that's part of the application. This is a request for a front and side yard variance for a new home to be constructed on lot 14 Delaware Avenue in Fenwick Island. And I have some exhibits that I'd like to hand out. Go this way. Yeah, actually, I emailed these to your office last week, and that's what you were seeing. It's funny, that first tax map picture looks a little bit off because it didn't appear to represent the actual lot, which you'll see as part of the survey. If you look at tab A as these go around, you'll see lots 11, 12, 13, and 14 were owned by the Mitchell Investment Partnership and were recently conveyed to the family members. Mrs. Goodrich was conveyed lot 14, which is the one that should be. Do you need another one?
Yeah. Yeah, you have another one. Yeah, I need one for John or Mr. Mills, please.
Thank you,
Mr. Sherman. I'm sorry.
You can have mine when we're done.
So, as I was saying, lot 14 is the one that's in question here, and there's the survey of it. As you can see from the survey, this existing lot has a shed and a house and a concrete pad. I'm here to inform you today that the concrete pad is gone, and as well as the house that straddled the property. I've just learned recently the house on lot 13 was probably built in 1940, and the other one was just as old. So they were all just probably non-conforming cottages. And it's part of our application, and I'm sure if you grant these variances, it'll be a condition that the shed be removed, and that's the plan that'll be removed. If you refer to Exhibit B, which is the proposed new home, you'll see that where they want to place the actual house. So the variances we need are the front of the house would have a 16.2-foot setback requiring a 13.8-foot variance. The front steps would have a 12.2-foot setback, which would require a 17.8-foot variance. The west side of the house would have an 8-foot setback, which would require a 2-foot variance. And the east side of the house would have a 6.8-foot variance or setback, which would require 3.2 feet. You'll notice that this lot, I think it's 50 by 100, which is relatively small. There are several unusual and unique circumstances resulting in practical difficulties affecting the development on this lot. First, most of you know the history of the Fenwick Island. Many years ago, the owners of the land comprising Fenwick Island had a disagreement over whether to incorporate the lands as a town. As a result, most of Fenwick Island was incorporated as the town of Fenwick Island, but southernmost 5 or 6 blocks, which is this is the county, why we're here, did not go into the town. So while the whole area is known as Fenwick Island, the southern part is not in the town of Fenwick Island and is unincorporated, which is the reason is subject to the zoning jurisdiction of Sussex County and why this application is before you tonight. A very unusual aspect of the county zoning that this entire area of unincorporated Fenwick Island is zoned commercial. C1 commercial under the county zoning ordinance, which permits a wide variety of residential and commercial uses on any lot. Under the C1 zoning, setbacks for a house, side setbacks are 10 feet, but a permitted commercial building setback is only 5 feet. Second, if you refer to Exhibit C, and that's the overhead. I don't know if Janelle can help me with that. And our lot is the one marked with the X. Front's on the south side of Delaware Avenue. As seen in the photos, there are only 2 existing buildings on the south side of the street. On the west side is a building owned by Candy Kitchen. It's also, that's that large building there. And that's actually used as a, quote, hotel. Are you familiar with the hotel for Candy Kitchen where a lot of their employees
dorm.
Live?
Dorm,
if you will. Dorm, yeah. I almost said dorm. Hostel.
You've been out of college that long.
Yeah, it's been a while.
No, come on.
My birthday is Wednesday, so it's moving on.
Wait, 39?
And so that's what that is, the dorm over there. And to the west side is the Rickmar Motel, which has been there for years and years, named after her grandparents. And her grandmother was Mary Elizabeth Rickards. 1961 chicken.
No, her daughter.
Oh, Betsy was.
Elizabeth's daughter, my mom, yeah. Was the Marva Chicken Queen in 1961.
You haven't been sworn yet, so you can. And both those buildings are approximately 16 feet from Delaware Avenue, so what we're proposing is consistent with that block. As to the requested side yard, as you can see from the survey and photo, the Candy Kitchen dorm has only approximately 2 feet setback from the property line. And if you refer to Exhibit D, you'll actually see a photograph of the lot. That dumpster's been removed. The shed will be removed if you grant it. The house, the yellow house back there, has been removed, and the concrete pad will be removed. But you can see how close the dorm is to that. And if you look at Exhibit E, that shows the lot next to it. And I believe Heather's sister has that, and that's been used just as parking most recently. So due to the nature of the area, many of the lots were developed prior to the Sussex County zoning in 1968, resulting in numerous nonconforming setbacks, including the house that straddled it was probably built years ago. Our requested variance will have no adverse impact on the areas as indicated. Our lot is adjacent to a commercial use. Another commercial use is across Delaware Avenue at the corner. Duplex is across Delaware Avenue from the lot, and a motel and swimming pool, as you can see, is towards the ocean. The unusual circumstances unique of this area have been recognized by the board on numerous prior applications. Exhibit F, as you can see, shows well over a dozen variances that have been granted on this. Mr. Fuqua actually presented or prepared this exhibit. That's sort of classic where he X's stuff. I have the backup material on those variances, but he was determined that over the years, that's how many since 2012 that whole block has gotten. Hmm. That shows the various variants. The lots marked with an X are lots which have been granted variance as of 2012, totaling 29 lot variants, including the lot next to us. We're next to this application on Delaware Avenue. And as you can got from just from the letter of support in there, she also has a couple of the relatives that live around there. So in summary, we believe that this the uniqueness results from several factors. The lot is slightly out of square. The lot is zoned C1, but its residential use is proposed. The commercial use exists on adjacent lot to the east. An adjacent building is close to the property line. Requested front back is similar to other existing building setbacks on the same side of the street. The existing house on the lot encroaches setbacks and line and will be demolished. That's already happened. The variance is needed to construct a house providing for the reasonable use of the property. I think the last exhibit we've included in there is an actual vertical rendition of what they proposed. It was a BT looking house consistent with some of the Fenwick cottages. Conditions are existing and not created by the applicant. These lots were divided this way years ago. Most of these buildings that are adjacent have been non-conforming. Variance will have no adverse impact and will improve the character of the area. The variance is minimum needed for reasonable use of the property by construction of a single family house. It's the Goodrich's intent, if they are able to build this house there, and it's pretty modest square footage, as you can see from Exhibit B, that he's retired from Homeland Security. She's a retired teacher. She was working part-time at Selbyville, but they intend to live there full-time.
Okay. Mr. Willard, so based on the picture that in Exhibit G.
The last one, yeah.
In the survey, is it a safe assumption that all of the front variance requests are for the porch?
That is correct. If you look at Exhibit B, the porch would be the 13.8, and the steps, since they jut out a little more, they'd need 17.8.
Okay. And then the side is for the dwelling.
That's correct. The west side, they just need 2 feet, and the east side, they need 3.2.
That's the porch. Okay.
Yeah, that's
Thank
the
you.
Porch. I'm going to call one of the applicants up. Maybe I'll call Heather.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
Heather Goodrich, 40149 Delaware Avenue, Fenwick, Delaware.
And do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give us the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes.
Thank you.
Heather, you've heard my representations to the board tonight. Are they true and correct to the best of your knowledge?
Yes, sir.
Is there anything you want to add?
No. Did a good job.
Well, they're going to be the judge of that. They may have some questions for you, sir.
I like that. Okay. Are there any questions in from members of the board? Mr. Mills?
No, I asked my question, I guess, out of turn. Thank you.
That's okay. Mr. Trussell?
Just one, relatively with the surrounding area. How many square feet is the house?
It's 2,000.
2,000?
Yes.
Okay. So there are plenty of 2,000 or more square foot houses and dwellings in that area.
Yes.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. Mr. Rickards?
Just a correction. You were saying Rickards?
Yes. No, it's not a Rickard.
There's only one Rickard in Sussex County.
Oh, and that's you.
Yep.
If you look at the telephone book, everybody asks me that. Are you related to the Rickards?
Yes.
There's only one.
You're the one.
It used to be rotten with Rickards, though.
Yeah, right.
Mr. Berman?
No questions.
All right. Hearing no questions? Excuse me. Are there any persons here? Oh, I'm sorry. Sure.
Just two.
One.
Cut it down. The front yard, does it match the edge of paving for Delaware Ave, or is there a gap there?
Okay, say the question again.
Your Delaware Ave, does the edge of paving go right up to your property line, or is there a gap there?
The road paving. Right up to our property.
Okay. And I don't know if I heard this, Mr. Willard, and perhaps I missed it. The rear of the home, it couldn't be moved back further to the rear. Is that right?
That's correct.
Okay. Yeah. And what was the reason for that?
Well, there's already another house back there, and I think there's a fence in the back.
Okay. The existing fence is the thing.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you. That's all I have.
Okay. Now, thank you. Again, are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I will entertain a motion. Again, Chair will entertain a motion.
Mr. Willard, I'm thinking that maybe we need to hear a brief summary again of the standards for granting.
Okay.
Oh, that's great. Yep.
In this, let me get to my notes. The property is unique and because of several factors. The lot is not is slightly out of square. It's zone C1. But it's for residential use. The commercial use exists on adjacent lot to the east, and adjacent building is close proximity to this line. The requested front setback is very similar to all the other ones, and the existing house on the lot encroaches the setbacks, which has now been taken back, plus there's a pre-existing fence on the back. So because it's been subdivided from years ago, the lot is also somewhat unique because of its small size. We believe this uniqueness requires some flexibility in how they locate the house. The variance is needed to construct a house for just reasonable use. Mrs. Goodrich has testified that it's a pretty modest house. So to jump to your last condition, we believe it's a minimum approach for this.
Mm-hmm.
The conditions are existing and weren't created by the applicant. They've existed for many, many years, and the variance will not have any adverse effect on neighboring properties. In fact, it might be an improvement. So I think there's all the conditions.
Thank you.
Okay. Thank you. All right. Again, Chair will then entertain a motion.
Chairman, I'll agree with Mr. Willard in that there are several uniquenesses that are with the property, and those uniquenesses or conditions haven't been created by the applicant, and the variances requested are a minimum and necessary to afford some relief. Since we didn't hear that it would have an adverse impact, then it's believed that it won't. And I would make a motion that we approve case number 11,904.
Okay, do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
Okay, I have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. Hudson that we approve case number 11,904. All those in favor of the motion, Mr. Ricker?
Aye, for the reasons stated.
Mr. Workman?
Aye, for those reasons stated.
Again, Mr. Hudson?
Aye, for the reasons stated.
Mr. Mills?
Aye, for my reasons.
And I, Mr. Calloway, for the previous reasons have been stated. So by a vote of 5-0, case number 11,904 is approved. Okay.
Good. Thank you.
You're welcome. Next case, please.
The next application is